All right. We're going to travel to Needles, California. This is located right next to Arizona and Nevada. It's on the west side of the Colorado River in the Mojave Valley of the Mojave Desert. 110 miles from the Las Vegas Strip, it's isolated from all the other cities in the county because of where it's located. Barstow, the nearest city, is separated from Needles by over 140 miles of desert and two mountain ranges. But you can get to it via the Interstate 40 or US Route 95. Needles got its name because of a group of pinnacles in the Mojave Mountains on the Arizona side of the river. And, interesting note, Charles Schulz, the cartoon creator of Peanuts and artist, lived in this town when he was young. The demographics, the overall crime grade is F. We'll learn more about that and pray about that in a moment. The estimated population is 4,900, 66% white, 13% Hispanic, 12% Native American. That's the largest I've seen in a while. 3% African American, 5% other. It's about 50-50% male to female, so 1-to-1. 43 is the average age, 53% own, 47% rent. The average home size is 3 people, but 15% have less than a high school graduation. 41% have a high school grad, 27% some college, and 17% college degrees. 95% speak English as their first language, and the average income is only $33,000, but for families, $49,000. It was founded in 1883, considered one of the oldest communities on the Colorado River. It began with the railroad on Old Trails Highway, which later became the famous Route 66. Mojave Indians lived in the valley, some still today, and they're called the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe. And they're also near the Chemehuevi ones. After the railroad arrived, Needles got its names from the peaks, as I said before. And Lieutenant Emil Weeks Whipple was doing a railroad survey in 1854, who gave it the name. Once Route 66 occurred, followed by Interstate 40, the people in the town tried to keep the freeway from missing the town of Needles. Many of the small towns lost so much economy when this happened. So many years it actually helped their economy because it kept going through it. But since then, the town has built some dams along the Colorado River, dredged the Colorado River in the early 1950s, which helped stop the flooding that happened every spring. They also helped the land become more suitable for agriculture and housing. The water became clear and better for recreation. Two new industries came to the valley: agriculture and recreation as a result. Needles has also been seen in two major military maneuvers, or been the scene, General Patton's army during World War II and Desert Strike maneuvers in the mid-1960s. Today, the city encourages winter and summer visitors. Places of interest include the East Mojave National Scenic Area, which offers a variety of desert scenes and wildlife, the Colorado River, which has boating and fishing, the Needles Municipal Golf Course, which overlooks the river and is a professional 18-hole course with a driving range. The Topic Gorge and Havasu Wildlife Refuge Area has a place where you can just enjoy that for hours. And the area draws tourists because of the warm year-round climate. Discover Needles is their motto. Father God, we just pray for a spirit of repentance to fall upon the believers and unbelievers, that they would repent and turn to God and experience transformed lives by the gospel, healing, deliverance from bondages, that intercessors would arise and pray for the city in a spirit of humility, unity among the people in the churches and with other churches in the other, that more people in church will help and pray, that more lives would be changed by the gospel. People would be bold in sharing their faith. Bible studies would occur regularly and more often, and more of them for accountability, growth, and connection. We pray, God, that they would have community outreaches, especially ways to help the poor, since there are many. The city is governed by a city council. We pray for that city council to be wise in their plans, They are pretty assertive and aggressive at making some new economic growth. We pray, God, for them to use its integrity. We pray for the schools, the Vista Colorado Elementary, the Needles Middle and High School, the Educational Training Center, Needles Community Day School, the Needles Assembly of God Church School that reaches the K through 12, and the Chemehuevi Valley Elementary. We pray, God, against the teachings of CRT, LGBTQ, gender confusion, and any other information that is not of you. We pray, God, that they will teach the basics. And God, we pray for the Christian teachers to stand up and be bold. We pray for Christian kids in the schools to be bold. And we also pray for them to share their faith with one another and not get any backlash for it. We pray for parents to stand up at the board meetings and speak out against any of the books or anything that's being taught that they disagree with. The crime occurs every 15 hours. Violent crime is F. Property crime, D minus. Other crime is F. The top issues are vandalism at 50%, theft at 21%, which is very, very high, both of them. 10% burglary, 9% drug crimes, and 7% assault. We pray these numbers by next year, when we look at this city again, that these numbers will have dropped. We pray for the current COVID stats, our 23 cases as of today. We pray that number decreases and they recover from it. The poverty rate is very high at 26.6%. It's close to the top 10. So we pray for people to find jobs, for the economy there, and the city council and churches help people find work so that they will find hope. And we pray, God, most of all for the churches, the Calvary Church of Needles, the Church of Christ, the Needles Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Needles Christian Church, the Faith Chapel Church of God. We pray that the pastors will meet and pray together in unity. We pray for them to experience revival and an awakening. We pray, God, that you will do a move in there that will so blow their minds that they are going to go, wow, what happened? And they know beyond knowledge that it was you, in Jesus' name.